jump around the agenda a little bit. And I think we're then to go to what's number 12 in our book, which has an ID of 72 and a petition from Samuel Weiss.
Good afternoon, Secretary Hampler, Commissioners. My name is Samuel Weiss.
And I'm a lifelong resident of South Dakota. I've been hunting and fishing here for 52 years, and I'm also a landowner on Cooper School Road. And my petition is that we restrict the use of high-powered rifles and muzzle loaders in the American Creek hunting area. This area encompasses a small area from Interstate 90 on the north edge. On the west side is Cooper School Road, and on the east side is the city of Wacoma. And on the south side is the Missouri River. This is only about a quarter mile long area and about a quarter mile wide and about three quarters of a mile long. And the reason for my petition is strictly safety. In the last 4 or 5 years, I have observed some very, very poor behaviors amongst the rifle hunters in shooting in directions that they shouldn't be shooting in. And like I said, it's a very small area, and a high-power rifle reaches a long ways. Sometimes they were shooting south towards the lake, and the bullets could go across the lake. And during deer season, there's fishermen on the lake. At other times, I observed someone shoot directly at a house, and I don't know how he missed it. I have no clue. But I live on Cooper School Road. Our farm, we have a 390-acre farm. It's the last place adjacent to this. And I've just witnessed so many bad behaviors. I'm a hunt safe instructor in the state, and there's no reason for people to do this. And if we're going to prevent having a catastrophic accident where somebody shoots livestock, homes, or one another, we need to restrict this. As far as hunting pheasants or small game or turkeys in that area, it's not a problem. But with high-power rifles, this is a problem, I believe. And archery hunting's not a problem down there. It's just someone's going to have an accident at some point. And I don't want to be there when they drag some guy out of the woods or one of the neighbor's cows falls over or somebody shoots through somebody's window. It's a real concern for me. Unfortunately, as our population becomes less rural and more from cities and larger areas, I don't think they have some of them don't have a clear understanding of the weapons they're handling. And it's just strictly a safety concern from my point of view. I don't want to restrict hunting in any way, but in this particular case, it's only a three-quarter mile long by a quarter mile wide area. With, again, the interstates on the north side, Cooper School Road is on the west side. There's four houses along Cooper School Road in that area. And then on the other side is the town of Wacoma. It's right over, just there's a little hill there, and the town of Wacoma is right over the hill. So it's not a great place to use high-powered rifles to hunt deer. And I would ask that you would consider making it into an archery area only. I don't want you to restrict the hunting, but just restrict the use of high-powered rifles in that area.
Can I ask, have you met with the department? Has the department been out to survey and look at this situation?
Well, I've talked to Mark Ohm about it.
We'll have Mark come up after he gets done.
Okay.
But essentially, that's my real concern about it. I mean, we have a lot of pheasant hunters that hunt in there. We have some turkey hunters that hunt in there. That's not a problem. But like I said, I'm there all deer season every year. I'm at our farm, and I have seen some very, very poor behaviors on the part of people using and handling high-powered rifles in the area. And I really think that just for the safety's sake, because it's such a confined area, that it should be restricted to archery only.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your time, gentlemen.
Anybody have any questions? Commissioner Boyd.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just trying to get like a mental image of this area. It's pretty hilly around there. Are the houses?
Well, no, it's relatively flat. It's all relatively flat. The houses are on the creek, runs kind of through the center, and the houses are on the west side, and then there's a little hill, and the city of Ocoma's on the other side, and the river is on the south side. And they're really, if people understood the weapons they're using and were more cognizant of the backgrounds they were shooting against, it's not a problem. But again, I've on four occasions, I've seen people do very, very, very foolish things, and someone could get seriously hurt. And at some point, this is going to happen. I mean, we have a lot of hunters stop. You know, I've watched hunters drive it, four or five guys walk it, and they got a stander down here, and they're shooting at the guy. I'm sorry, that's just not a safe behavior. And I've seen them shoot out towards the river. When the river's open, there's boats on the river with no regard to what's behind, what the backdrop what that they're shooting against.
Any other questions? Comments? Thank you.
Thank you very much for hearing me.
Sure. We have Mark now. Mark, could you address that?
Tom, you going to introduce this?
Mr. Chairman, again, 20 Life Director of the Wildlife Division, Mark Holmes, passing on a map there to give you a little bit of perspective here. Just a reminder that petitioner did submit this just short of 30 days ago, and the statute requires the commission to act upon his petition, either initiating the rulemaking process or rejecting it. And then if you select the latter, of course, we would work with you to craft a resolution detailing the reasons for rejecting it, or if it's your choice to move this forward as a rule proposal, we will work with you to ensure that it's included in the public notice and then have a hearing next month and before acting upon it. So, Mark.
Thank you, Tony. Mark Ohm, Regional Supervisor out of Chamberlain for the Wildlife Division here. Chairman, Secretary Hepler, and Commissioners, I just handed you a map. I do apologize for the map. To a certain extent, there is some missing information on it. For some reason, our mapping program does not show the public property that goes from the top of the what shows as Corps of Engineers all the way up to the along the creek up to the interstate. That would all be included in this as well. We do need to do some surveying and find where those exact boundaries are. So there's a little bit of uncertainty as to what that actually is at this time. So this is you can see there's Sam's house. Mr. Bice's house is the one that's kind of south of the Cooper School Road, directly west of the GPA there. It is adjacent to this, and it does go to the western boundary of Ocoma. I have spoken with the Ocoma Town Board. They are wanting to stay neutral on this. They have no opinion on this proposal. So I would be willing to answer any questions or any inquiries that you may have.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Phillips.
So I'm to assume then that except for that between the interstate and where the hash mark stops, down here, this part, there's a lot of private land in there?
Correct. That would all be private land, Commissioner.
Any other questions? Comments?
This would only pertain to this portion, right?
It would be the whole thing. We have management. Mark, has that house, has Mr. Bice's house been there a long time then? Is this a new problem, long-standing problem?
I'm not entirely sure how long the house has been there. It's been there longer than I've been in the area, so at least 15 years. It's a well-established residence. Mr. Bice and I have spoken about some problems or concerns in the past. I don't remember the first time he came to me. It was just very recently when this idea really arose that I can remember. But he has had concerns over the years since I've been there as a field officer, even for the last 15 years. So,
Commissioner Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Sharp here. Just at a glance, it would appear to me that the size of this area would and the positioning of it would just really make it a poor area for high-powered rifles. Now, I think that the average hunter would probably think the same thing, but not everybody looks at hunting the same way. Under, gosh, most other circumstances, would this make sense to have high-powered rifles in that area? I'm asking for an opinion, obviously. Maybe it's facts, not an evidence. I'm not sure what the...
Yeah, I object to that question.
Thank you.
I'll object on your behalf.
but I can certainly appreciate not, you know, if everybody shot north to south down the lane, that makes sense. But I can certainly appreciate why no high-powered rifles should really be used in this area from a safety standpoint. Because what is the length of that? Looks to be roughly a mile long.
Yeah, I haven't measured it out exactly, and the map showing the map we have shows all the way down to the Dude Ranch, and I guess I haven't clarified with Mr. Bice if his petition included all of the property down to Dude Ranch, or if it would cut off at basically at the American Creek. It would be a little over a mile if it included everything. It would be just short of a mile if it cut off basically southeast of his property there.
Mr. Chairman?
Commissioner Sharp.
A follow-up. Is there anything in this area that makes it particularly popular? Is it holds large bucks? Is it the only place in this entire area you're going to find turkey? Anything along those lines?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
There is a good turkey population. There is a pretty decent deer population. I wouldn't say anything large. The vast majority of people that hunt this do use archery equipment. In the years that I've worked there, I can think of a handful of people that I've seen personally hunting with rifles. It does happen. Mr. Bice spends much more time there than I do. But it's not terribly common because it is a small area. But
thank you.
Well, I guess all we're doing is deciding whether it goes out for 30 days of comment, right? So we need a motion to accept or reject the petition.
I would move to accept.
I would second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? So we'll approve the petition and send it out for comment. Sure. Go ahead.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Boyd here. Just based on some discussions earlier in the day, it's important maybe to point out that what we just did was approve a petition and put it out for public input. The commission as a body hasn't voted in favor of this issue. It's just to put it out there and see what people think. What did I forget?
Yep, that's a good point.
Thank you.
Commissioner Locken.
Commissioner Locken here. I'd like to hear from some of the city people. You know, it's kind of hard to have one person come in with put something on the agenda and not hear from more of the neighborhood and stuff. If we're going to move this forward, I'd like to hear from more people on it, positive and negatives.
All right, so then do we want to go to the other petition, which is on page 11 of our book? regarding fish trapping?